For reaction to Israel's security cabinet agreeing to ease its blockade on Gaza, we spoke with Joe Stork of Human Rights Watch.
I frankly don't know what they're talking about. It's extremely vague. What we need is not just more humanitarian aid. We need to remove the blockade, period. And I don't hear the Israeli government saying that. And until they say that, we're still talking about collective punishment, a serious violation of the laws of war.
So you're not encouraged at all?
I'm not encouraged by this announcement. I don't know what it means. Until we see some details, if we're talking about just letting a few more things in, or a few more amounts of certain things in, with Israel, you know, determining day by day sort of what goes in and what can't go in, that's not acceptable.
What needs to be done?
What needs to be done is there needs to be, basically, instead of telling us what they will let in, they have to tell us what they won't let in. And that has to be a list of, obviously, military or military-related goods. This is a perfectly legitimate way to meet Israel's security needs. But by determining, in precise detail exactly what can go in and in what amounts, so that it's measured by, you know, so they get a certain caloric intake and not one calorie more, this is punishment. This is collective punishment. This is against the Geneva Conventions. This is a serious violation of the laws of war.
This all flared after the attack on the flotilla.
Right.
What are your feelings about that?
Well, I mean, this is something that should have been addressed by Israel a long time ago. And frankly, the United States should have addressed it a long time ago, too. The fact that it took this incident and the deaths of nine activists in order to trigger these pressures on Israel and this, what appears to be so far, a very, very weak response on Israel's part, this is ridiculous.
Joe Stork, Deputy Director of the Middle East Division of Human Rights Watch in Washington. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.